This morning, the Ethiopian eunuch looks at Philip and says, "There's water right here. Why can't I be baptized?" Such a great question. I love so much about this story. I love that first they're reading the prophet Isaiah. I love the book of the prophet Isaiah. And I love that in this passage, they're reading one of what's called the servant songs of Isaiah, part of Isaiah that we most understand to speak about Jesus and how Jesus lived with us. I love that in my head at least, I see the Ethiopian eunuch sort of peeking out of the window of the carriage and saying, "There's water right there." I love that image, in part because he makes it sound unusual. But water on this planet is very common. It is most of our planet, and it is most of ourselves. We are both about 70% water. And we know that it is common in part because it is in so many of our stories. It is in water that Jesus is baptized by John in the River Jordan, when the heavens part and the dove of the Holy Spirit descends. It's water that God parts and leads the Israelites away from slavery in Egypt into freedom in Israel. It's water that is the whole planet when God looks at creation and says, "I have an idea. It is all water." Such an ordinary, common thing that God continually uses and changes to transform us. Because that's what this story is. This story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. This is a story of the beginning of transformation, where the eunuch looks out and says, "I have heard of this Jesus you speak of, and I believe he will change the world. Let it start with me." And it is Philip who baptizes him, and I love that too. Because Philip is not in most of our stories. It's not Philip who goes to Rome and founds the Western Church. It's not Philip who founds churches all over the Mediterranean and writes letters that we continue to pore over. It's Philip who God sends to the middle of the desert to talk to an Ethiopian eunuch, to baptize him, and then to take him somewhere else to talk to other people. I love that. I love that it's the eunuch, and I love that it's water. I love the sound of delight and amazement I hear in my head when the eunuch says, "There's water right here. Let the transformation of the world begin with me." Because these are all ordinary things. It is water which we can find in so many places. It's the disciple we don't hear much from in the rest of the Bible. It's the eunuch who disappears off the page of the Bible himself, back towards his home in a different country far away, where I am sure, he told others, "I have heard about this man. His name was Jesus. Let the transformation of the world begin with you." I love that because this is our God, a God who looks at ordinary things. A planet full of water, people whom he made, a eunuch in his carriage on his way home, away from everything that God has spoken to already. It is God who looks at all of these things and says, "I make them holy." In baptism, in this beginning of our relationship with God, and all that brings us to God, and all that God sends us out with, God looks at us and says, "It is the common and the ordinary things that I make holy." I love that because sometimes this life, it is hard. Sometimes this transformation of the world that we have asked God to begin with us seems impossible. Most times, we don't do it well enough. We fail and we struggle and we come back here wondering if we are good enough to be here. And instead, our God doesn't look over our past week, doesn't ask how hard it was to get out of bed this morning and come here. Our God looks at us and says, "You are mine. I make the common and the ordinary holy. You are holy and you are mine, and I love you." Amen.
Amen.